Have you ever found yourself rubbing a red, itchy eye, or you caught a glimpse in the mirror and thought, that doesn't look quite right? Eye irritation, blurry vision, that feeling something's just off. But the real challenge is figuring out when that actually signals something more serious. Today, we're doing a deep dive into eye infections. We want to help you figure out when to seek care, what kind of care, and which doctor is the right call. Because with eyes, timing is everything.
That's absolutely right. A red eye is one of the top reasons people end up seeking medical help. It covers everything from a bit of dust to really serious stuff. What's vital is knowing when professional care isn't just helpful, but actually crucial for protecting your sight. That's what we're aiming for today.
Let's unpack that. For someone who gets tired eyes or occasional irritation, where's that line? When does it cross over into needing a doctor? What are those first signs?
That's a great starting point. The main things to watch for are redness that just won't go away, any new or worsening pain, swelling around the eye itself, any kind of thick or colored discharge, or importantly, any changes in your vision, even slight blurriness that's new. If those symptoms don't start getting better in, say, a day or two, or if they seem to be getting worse fast, that's your cue. Time to call someone. Acting fast really can help protect your sight.
Now, let's zero in on the real emergencies, the drop everything and go situations.
Yeah.
What are those big red flags that mean ER, immediate attention, like right now?
Right. These are the signs pointing to something potentially severe, maybe even vision-threatening or systemic. Sudden vision loss or really significant fast changes, like vision dropping quickly or seeing new blurry spots like a dark curtain coming across. That could be a retinal detachment, something really serious.
What else?
Severe eye pain. Pain that feels deep, maybe throbbing, not just scratchy. It can indicate a major internal issue, like a deep infection or acute glaucoma. Then there's swelling around the eye that's spreading. If it moves onto the cheek or forehead, that's a huge warning sign.
Spreading, why is that critical?
It could signal orbital cellulitis. That's a dangerous infection behind the eye in the socket tissues. It can spread towards the brain or cause permanent vision damage very quickly.
Okay, what other emergency signs?
If the eye looks like it's bulging forward, that suggests pressure building up behind it, maybe from infection or swelling. A high fever, along with eye symptoms like redness or pain, could mean the infection is becoming systemic, spreading in your body, needs emergency care.
Not just an eye problem anymore.
Exactly. Trouble moving the eye normally, or seeing double, suggests nerves or muscles controlling the eye might be affected by the infection. Very serious. And if you've had recent eye surgery or an injury, any new redness, discharge, or pain is an emergency. The eye's defenses are down.
Surgery or injury, got it.
Then there's pus-like discharge that gets worse quickly. Thick yellow or green stuff that seems to be increasing rapidly. That points to an aggressive bacterial infection. And finally, sensitivity to light combined with a severe headache or a stiff neck. This one's critical because it could signal something like meningitis, a serious infection affecting the brain and spinal cord.
Meningitis from an eye symptom.
It's possible if the infection spreads. What's crucial here is understanding how fast some of these things can escalate. Light sensitivity and stiff neck. Not just a bad headache, it needs immediate medical assessment.
Is there one symptom people tend to downplay the most?
I think it's the spreading, swelling, or maybe subtle vision changes. People might think, oh, it's just a bit puffy, or my vision's just a little off today.
Mm.
But when that swelling creeps beyond the eyelid, or the vision change is sudden and definite, waiting can be really risky. Those are critical moments.
Okay, so that covers the absolute emergencies. What if it's not that bad, but clearly more than just waiting? Where does urgent care fit into the picture?
Yeah, urgent care is a really good option for those in-between situations. Non-emergency, but still needing prompt attention. You'd go there if you have, say, eye redness or discharge that isn't getting better with home care after a day or two, or mild to moderate pain, but crucially without those major vision changes we just talked about. A classic example is bacterial conjunctivitis, common pink eye, especially common if you wear contacts. Urgent care can definitely handle that.
So what specific signs point towards urgent care rather than waiting or the ER?
Eye redness and swelling that seem to be worsening, but maybe not spreading like an orbital cellulitis. Mild to moderate pain. Sticky or colored discharge. Yellow or green mucus. Itchy, watery eyes that just aren't clearing up. If you're a contact lens wearer with any new irritation or redness, urgent care is a good bet. If you're just not sure what kind of infection it is, they can help figure that out and get you started on the right track.
Okay, that makes sense. Telehealth, it's everywhere now. But for eyes, How can a doctor really check your eyes over video? When is that actually a good option?
Telehealth can be great for eye infections if your symptoms are mild to moderate. Redness, itching, mild swelling, watery or slightly sticky discharge, mild pain. Things where a hands-on exam isn't immediately necessary. If your eyes are just red or itchy without severe pain, or the discharge is clear or only slightly sticky, a doctor can often get a good sense via video. They can assess, give advice, maybe prescribe something, or tell you if you need to be seen in person.
So it's a first step for milder things.
Exactly. It's convenient, especially if getting out is difficult. It's also good if symptoms are lingering but not getting worse, or if you need a refill or just want advice on whether it's contagious. But, and this is important, any good telehealth provider, if they see any sign of something more serious during the call, they'll immediately tell you to go to urgent care or see an eye doctor in person. It's a screening tool.
So if you opt for telehealth, how do you make that virtual visit count? What should you have ready?
Preparation is key. List your symptoms clearly, when they started, one eye or both, getting worse or staying the same. Be ready to describe any discharge color, amount, texture. Taking clear, well-lit photos of your eyes beforehand can be hugely helpful. Have your medication list ready. Any allergies, past eye problems, other health conditions like diabetes. If you wear contacts, know the brand, how often you wear them. It's best to take them out before the visit, too. Make sure you have good lighting for the video, a stable internet connection, and your pharmacy info handy.
That's really practical advice. Okay, so we've covered when to go, but who do you actually see? Do you always need an eye specialist? And can we clarify the difference between an optometrist and an ophthalmologist? People get those mixed up.
Yes, that's a super common question and a really important distinction. You often don't need to go straight to a specialist, your primary care doctor. They're often a great first stop for common issues like red, itchy, swollen eyes. They can diagnose basic problems, start treatment, and critically, they know when to refer you on if it's something more complex.
Okay, so GP first is often fine. Then optometrists.
Optometrists are doctors of optometry, ODs. They're highly trained eye care professionals. They do comprehensive eye exams, prescribe glasses and contacts, but they also diagnose, manage, and treat a lot of eye conditions, including many infections. They can prescribe medications for eye issues. They're often a great resource and can also refer to an ophthalmologist if needed.
So they handle more than just glasses?
Oh, definitely. Much more. Now, for the really serious stuff, complex conditions or eye surgery, that's when you need an ophthalmologist. These are MDs, medical doctors who've done full medical school plus extensive residency training specifically in surgical and medical eye care. You'd see an ophthalmologist for things like sudden vision loss, a significant eye injury, or an infection that just isn't getting better with initial treatment.
And are there specific groups who should go straight to an ophthalmologist?
High-risk groups should often see an ophthalmologist sooner rather than later. This includes contact lens wearers experiencing problems because complications can be more severe. Also, people with weakened immune systems, maybe due to HIV, chemotherapy, things like that. And newborns under a month old need immediate specialist care for eye infections like neonatal conjunctivitis. Other reasons might include seeing new flashes of light or a sudden increase in floaters. A shadow in your vision could be retinal issues, persistent dry eye, new double vision, trouble seeing at night. Or if you have a history of eye surgery, diabetes, or a family history of diseases like glaucoma, ophthalmologists have specialized tools like the slit lamp to really examine the eye in detail.
Okay, that clarifies the who. So when you do see the right professional, how do they figure out exactly what's going on and what are the treatments like?
It starts with listening to your symptoms and then a careful examination. That often involves a slit lamp, which is basically a powerful microscope with a bright light. It lets the doctor see the front parts of your eye, cornea, iris, lens, and even deeper structures in high magnification. Sometimes, especially if the infection seems unusual or isn't responding to treatment, they might take a tiny sample, a swab of any discharge. That gets sent to the lab to figure out the exact bug, bacterial, viral, or fungal.
The treatment depends on that result.
Exactly. Treatment is tailored. For bacterial infections, like common bacterial pink eye, it's usually antibiotic eye drops or ointment. If it's more serious, like orbital cellulitis, you might need oral or even IV antibiotics in the hospital. For viral infections, like herpes simplex affecting the cornea, there are antiviral eye drops or pills. Some common viral pink eye often just needs time and supportive care. It clears on its own. Your body fights it off. Fungal infections are less common, but often more serious. They need specific antifungal eye drops, sometimes oral or IV meds. Severe cases, like fungal keratitis, maybe from an injury with a plant branch or something, might even need surgery. And then there's supportive care, too, like warm compresses for styes or cool compresses for viral conjunctivitis itching.
Interesting how varied it is. What if it looks like an infection, red and irritated, but it's something else entirely? What kind of things pretend to be infections?
Ah, yes, the imposters. This is where getting the right diagnosis is so important. A classic one is allergic conjunctivitis. Your eyes can get super red, itchy, watery, looks just like infectious pink eye, but it's an allergy, not contagious, and needs antihistamine drops, not antibiotics. Treating it like an infection won't help. Another common one is just dry eye syndrome. It can make eyes feel gritty, irritated, even look red. Feels like something's in there, but it's actually a lack of good quality tears.
Something that feels like an infection could just be dryness.
It absolutely could. Or think about a subconjunctival hemorrhage. That's when a tiny blood vessel bursts on the white of the eye. It looks really dramatic, a bright red patch, but it's usually completely harmless, causes no pain or vision change, and just clears up on its own. Totally different from an infection needing treatment.
Wow. Okay, looks can be deceiving. Any others?
Sure. A chalazion, that's a painless lump on the eyelid from a blocked oil gland, sometimes gets mistaken for an infected sty, but it's usually not infected initially. Or eye floaters, those little spots or lines drifting in your vision, usually harmless, part of age. A sudden increase in floaters, especially with flashes of light, does need an urgent check, as that could be a retinal tear or detachment mimicking other vision changes. So you see, there are many things that can cause red eyes or weird symptoms. Getting a professional look is often the safest bet. An accurate diagnosis avoids wrong treatments.
Absolutely. Given all this complexity, who should be particularly careful? Are certain people more prone to getting eye infections?
There are several groups at higher risk. Contact lens wearers are probably number one. Even scratches from the lens or not cleaning them perfectly or wearing them too long can let germs in. Risk of keratitis, a corneal infection, is much higher. People who are immunocompromised are also at much higher risk. Their body's defenses are lowered, so infections can take hold more easily and be more severe. This includes people with AIDS, cancer patients on chemo, transplant recipients.
Contacts and weakened immunity. Who else?
Diabetics. High blood sugar can affect blood vessels and nerve function in the eyes and also impair the immune response, making infections more likely and harder to fight off. Anyone who's had recent eye surgery or an eye injury. The natural barrier of the eye is broken, providing an entry point for bacteria. Also, people with chronic dry eye or conditions like blepharitis, which is eyelid inflammation, these can disrupt the tear film and the eye's surface health, making it more vulnerable. Young children, especially in daycare or school, touch their eyes a lot, spread germs easily, and their immune systems are still developing. Several groups need to be extra watchful.
That really puts it into perspective. Wrapping up this deep dive, it seems clear. Eye infections are common, but how serious they are and what you need to do varies hugely. Knowing those signs, emergency, urgent care, telehealth, which specialists, it's not just interesting, it's vital for protecting your sight. Hopefully we've helped cut through some of that confusion today.
The goal is that next time your eyes feel even a little off, you can think beyond just, uh-oh, is this bad? To, okay, what kind of attention does this likely need right now? Because making that informed, timely decision really is the best thing you can do for your vision. It makes you wonder, doesn't it? What other aspects of eye health or even our other senses might we be taking for granted or misunderstanding?
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into navigating eye infection care. We really hope you feel more informed and ready to act when needed.